As families face increased financial pressure with inflation across all industries, Australia's most vulnerable are struggling as we see a surge in young family members undertaking a carer's role. There's a new grants program available to help them out. And joining us is the CEO of Carers Australia, Alison Brooke. Alison, how are you today?
Well, thank you, Andrew.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about the grants, please.
So the grant's been around for a few years, and it's a grant funded by the Commonwealth Government to help support young people to stay in education and training. So it's about trying to support them in whatever way they can so that they don't drop out of the education system.
When we say young people, what age group are we looking at?
So we've got carers as young as 12. In fact, there's some younger than that, but the bursary is available for carers. And these are unpaid carers. They don't receive any remuneration for caring for family members and friends. So these are unpaid carers, 12 to 25. And the bursary is available for the 2023 academic year. So they're applying now for a bursary that will support them through next year's education.
Alison, when we talk about a 12-year-old as a carer, you know, how does that work? What are they doing? How are they helping? Who are they caring for?
Well, every single case is unique. I was speaking with somebody who's in her mid-teens but started caring when she was 11. I spoke to her yesterday. So she had a father who was in a very severe accident who became very severely disabled, unable to work any longer, and she became his carer at 11. So she feeds him, she helps him get in and out of bed into his wheelchair, helps with his bathing and so on. So really an early and sudden start to adulthood for her.
Yeah, very much. That's a huge responsibility for someone so young.
Yeah, and you know, these young people really step up, you know, in a way that when I think about my adolescence a long time ago, I certainly never did that. And it really matures them quickly, but it takes its toll. You know, there's a lot of extra burden on them that other young people don't have. And so this is an attempt to try and at least keep them in education so that their future trajectory in terms of employment and so on isn't badly damaged by their caring responsibilities.
Alison, if I take my own example, I'm nearly 52. I find it difficult to apply for grants because I'm not great on paperwork. Is there help for someone who was much younger than me to be able to apply for these grants to help them out?
Yes, it's an online process, and I know because when I have an IT problem, I go to my granddaughter. But so it's available online, youngcarersnetwork.com.au, and you just go there. It's absolutely front and centre on the front page. No question about that. A very easy process, but there's also people at the end of a phone line if you want to just check on how to do one part of it or something. There's people really willing to help and wanting these young people to get their bursary.
And is there a closing date for applying?
There sure is. So they've got a couple of months. 13th of September it closes. So we've got a couple of months to get it in.
All right. So if you're a youngster and you're doing, you know, some caring around the home to help some people there, your family, that sort of thing, then make sure you investigate these grants. Just that website again, please, Alison.
Sure, youngcarersnetwork.com.au.
CEO of Carers Australia, Alison Brooke, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
Thanks, Andrew.